Hey, this is Girls on Road, an all-black female collective that exists to be heard. We're here to proudly represent our different experiences of black womanhood. We are a group of like-minded creators, and each episode you'll hear from three of us. Speaking up today is Kemi.
Hello, it's Kemi, Gemini Rising Pocket Rocket. Interesting fact about me is that my tag back in the day was Little Miss Attitude. Yes, yes. Big up to all my attitude girl limbs out there.
Attitude massive.
Attitude girl.
Nice. And today we actually have a guest for the first time on Girls on Road, and it is Marissa.
Hi.
Yay. Well, what was your tag back in the day?
Oh my God, what was my tag? So I had two. I had Lil Red, because for some reason I liked Red, and I don't like Red now that much. But my one, my main one was Guyanese Blood.
Wow.
And I had a friend in school, and she was like, what's Guyanese blood? I was like, no, that's not it. It's Guyanese blood. But yeah, as in like, my blood is Guyanese.
I thought it was like blood to grip.
No, like, that's not dark. Even like blood. Like,
new gang.
Oh my God. And can you tell us a bit about you and what you do? Because I feel like on Girls on Road, we don't want to say what you do. We want to hear what your identity is.
Yeah. So what I do, I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been doing that from since I was 14, I think, writing songs. But now I'm actually studying it, which is crazy. But it opens a whole new world of like seeing how songs are made, like from other people's perspective. I used to be in a reggae band called Raw Fire. My favorite performance actually was when we performed at Brixton Splash Carnival.
Wow.
Nice.
But they don't do that anymore because Brixton is now gentrified, and all the people there have been complaining about the carnival, so there's no more carnival there anymore, unfortunately.
Lock off.
Everything,
like this year.
Everything.
Boy.
Put a downer on that, but yeah.
I had to clap in the other day and it was like, hella white. Like, hella white. I didn't realise. I was like,
oh yeah.
Oh my God, this is whiter than Lambert Gray. What is going on?
I like that as a scale, like compared to how Lambert Grove is now. That's actually a joke.
It is. On a scale from one to Lambert Grove. How white? Are we now?
That's a gentrification scale, guys. Oh man. And I'm Aisha, as you all know. And also my tag, I actually joined a different sixth form, so 2 years of your life if you don't know. And for 2 years of my life I was known as the selfie queen, and actually a whole assembly, our last assembly, came out and they put all my selfies on the screen. So that was one of the most embarrassing things I think I've ever happened to me.
Organised that.
That is hilarious.
I don't know to
surely
this day.
That's GDPR or something.
But I'm trying to find out. It's 2 years is not a long time to be known like that. Anyway, let's move on. So let's get into it. The check-in. The bit where we talk about our feelings, but for real, how is the world reflecting on us at the moment? How are you feeling?
This situation, I mean, you know, I try and live life as much as I can right now. I think the weather has really had an effect.
Yeah.
I think when it was like sunny and stuff like that, it's just like, oh yeah, no working, oh yeah, great, it's totally fine, like I will spend all my money and be poor but I'm in the sunshine. And now I'm just like, okay, cool, yeah, so what do I do now,
literally? Yeah, I mean, yesterday my whole motive got locked off because it was rainy and windy. And it was like, that's never good. I feel like we need to uplift the we're coming a bit dark right now. So we're going on to
it's raining. Corona.
So let's go on to gas girl gas, like yes girl yes, all about boosting each other and acknowledging our achievements, no matter how big or small. We're uplifting the conversation here. Let's hear about it. What have your highlights been for this week?
I got up and I got dressed and I came here because I broke my leg. So that's actually a really big accomplishment. Yes. I was up, I was standing on one leg, doing my hair in front of the mirror.
Wild. That's a
mental
skill.
It honestly is mental.
It's actually a skill.
No, you just, yeah.
You forget how much you use.
You actually do it. Yeah. And I was like, I haven't put clip-ins in a very long time, and I forgot how long it was. Mm. And I was balancing like a pigeon. You know how they just do that?
Wow. What about you, Jeremy?
I'm good. I had a good acting got 2 recalls.
What?
That was good.
In this age?
Oh, I know, during Corona. Mm-hmm. So I feel very grateful and blessed to be auditioning and doing in-person auditions. Mm. So yeah, blessed. That's sick. So that was cool.
Bless up. And I would say probably I got my first piece of like work published, I guess, shared with the world.
Yay!
Yeah, I know. I'm not so professional. People were messaging me like, okay, CEO, are you sure? I was like, no, too far. But yeah, I got a piece of work. Yeah, I got a piece of work published from Sunder and Tell, which is a communications agency. And it was my social media campaign to celebrate copywriters of color. And I happened to hone in on only females. So that was good. Women. So yes, that was a proud achievement of mine.
It's really of cool. Mine.
Thank you. Jeez. So from self-love to spreading the praise to other people, it's Queen of the Week, where we give flowers to the women that deserve it. Marissa, who is wearing the crown today?
This queen, I would say, is one that I actually found out about quite recently, and I feel kind of like embarrassed that I didn't know this actually. So I was watching this kind of like, it's like a mini documentary on YouTube, and it was about this woman called Kim Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to be in Black Eyed Peas, and I was watching it and I was just like, I didn't know this. I didn't know any of this. And you know, back in the day when like Black Eyed Peas used to open for like No Doubt and like that, and they were really in the hip hop game. Obviously now they're more commercialized, but I was watching the documentary because there's been rumors and stuff going around about how they swapped her out for a white girl, Fergie, of course. She kind of wanted to address everyone and say, look, this is not the situation. It wasn't about race, but it was more about the fact that because the Black Eyed Peas were getting bigger, her and will.i.am were pretty much like brothers and sisters, you know, the whole, but management wanted her to start like kind of like sexualizing herself and and wanted her to start like grinding on will.i.am and doing all this stuff and wearing all these skimpy clothes and stuff. And it got to the point where she was like, F this. This is not me.
But also, no bandmates have ever been told to do that. Like, or maybe they probably have. We don't know that, like, behind the scenes. But who actually comes up with these kind of things, please? Why is it always sexualization? Please.
Always. And always the females as well.
Yeah. And she's the only female in the group. Yes, I say she's my queen.
Yes.
Yes. Give her all the flowers, all the roses.
Best belief. Fling it on.
Fling it down.
Honestly, that's mad. I did. Black Eyed Peas was like my jam. Yeah, like Ella Funk. Oh, if it feels like funk, it must be. I was like, and I was like, what? And it's just interesting that that was one of my things. I literally had a CD, and I would bust it like anytime I go on. Like, we don't have a car, but anytime we go in a family friend's car, we like, can we play Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah,
and it was like proper. Like, I love them.
I saw them live at Wireless ages ago. It was so good. So good.
So let's step into the group chat where the tea is always hot and the talk stays steaming. This is a moment where we can talk about real things in a real way, providing our different perspectives to the conversations happening on and offline. We are looking inwards on our career path this time, thinking back to childhood here, how we actually got to where we are today, especially with the government's nonsense that we've been having to deal with recently. Government saying that us creators need to rethink our talent and retrain in other industries to make that bread, to make that pee, to make that dollar. Apparently, we picked the wrong industry. So starting this discussion off, what do you do right now, Kemi? Tell the listeners, because we know about Marissa as well.
I'm an actress. I graduated from RADA a year ago. I'm represented by ITG, so Big Up Independent. And yeah, kind of, I guess I was always like an attention seeking child.
Attention. Come back to the tag.
So, and I was just always so creative, and I loved performing. It was like my thing. I'd make my like parents sit down and watch me do renditions. And so I kind of just always knew that I wanted to be creative, but didn't really know I wanted to study acting or to get into that industry until I went to Identity Drama School. I did that for 2 years, Lambda Foundation on a scholarship. So I did that for a year and then progressed into RADA, and now she's out in the big wide world, the industry, my first year.
Yes!
And it's scary. It's cool, but it's definitely scary. Had I known like this whole pandemic, I mean, hindsight's a beautiful thing, but I don't know, I can't lie. Like, I would just probably still be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm a true creative at heart, and I'm not going to give it up. So yeah, just continue grinding and continue working. And I guess that's my story.
So after all that hard work, how do you feel about going into computer science?
Oh, well, the numbers and the letters are just a bit, I don't know, for me, they're a bit weird. No, I'm joking. What is a career in cyber? Like,
I could barely even use Zoom when it first started. So please do not tell me about cyber.
Honestly, there's a reason we didn't
pick
them.
Mic on, mic off. Can you hear me?
I don't know.
And also, Rishi, do you not read? Do you not watch TV? Do you not listen to music? Like, what do you do in your off time?
Just watch graphics. Exactly. He just looks at graphics. He's like, oh, I like that design. Next.
Imagine. What do you do? The world wants to know, because if you have no entertainment in your life, ooh, sweetie.
Has he spoken to the people that operate the cameras while he's in, wherever he is, saying crap? Sorry.
We all want to know.
That'd be amazing.
Drop me an email. Yeah. Send me a DM.
Hotline bling us.
Did you always want to, Marissa and Kemi, acting and singing, did you always want to do that when you were growing up? Was that one of your aspirations, you said, from a really long time?
In primary school, I was always the one in the like school assemblies that's always wanted to be like lead and do this and whatnot. I studied drama in university. But for me, I feel like music, I've realised now that it's my...
true calling.
Yeah, it's my true calling. I would say that, yeah, when you're songwriting and everything, it's pretty much like, even if your song doesn't suit this, it will suit something else, and even if someone doesn't like it, someone else will. And it's kind of like there's a space for everyone.
I respect songwriters a lot, and singers as well, because they're not only incredibly talented, but they're pouring their soul into their work, you know. And that is a true artist, or what a true artist does. So big up to yourself. I always wanted to be a singer, but your girl can't sing.
Honestly, I can't sing. I'm so deaf.
Oh my God. They honestly, sometimes like they get me to do auditions and like sing in front of the camera, and I die every time because I know I can't sing. And as a black person, if you can't sing, it's just kind of like, you know,
you weren't gifted. Every time I sing, we in class, and I feel like one of my lecturers just completely forgets each time, because he gets up and he's like, do you sing in church? And I was like, no. And he's like, oh, because you've got like a really strong church voice. And I was like, oh, I don't think, okay, yeah, cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in church probably like 5 times in my life, but okay, cool. And then I sang again, but I think it's because I keep choosing like powerful songs that kind of like very black American songs, but it suited the brief. And then he gets up and he's like, did you sing in church?
I was like, every single time. It's like, leave me alone. Isn't it very interesting that that's like a stereotype that comes into his mind? Yeah,
because I'm black, I must have sang in church. No, I did not.
Black people sing for other reasons. Yes. Thank you. Not just praise the Lord Jesus. Okay? Get to know. I would love for you to one day just turn around and say that's your lecture. That'd be absolute jokes. Like, just like that. I think with what's popped up with the pandemic and stuff, it's like a academic versus the creatives world.
Oh, 100%. Yes. 100%. Yes. It's like, okay, so everyone now needs to go and learn to do computer science, or, you know, a job where you can work from home. And it's like, okay, cool. How am I supposed to do that? Because what do you want to do? Act in my yard?
Yeah.
Sing in my yard? Yeah. When you and all your City Banker mates want to go and have a piss up in Soho and, you know, and sit in front of a jazz bar.
Yeah.
Who is entertaining you?
Exactly.
Me.
Exactly.
You would like to know.
Me. Mm-hmm. And all the other singers. You know, when you want to take your kids to the theatre and be all like, oh, come on, let's go to the theatre. Do. And who is acting for you?
Tell me.
Who is it? Do you know what I mean?
Me.
Just me. Yeah.
So you go sit home and do all the work from home stuff, and we'll do the entertaining.
I also feel like during this pandemic, people are finding more ways to be creative.
Yeah.
More ways to really like hone in on their skills.
Yes.
And from writing or like, you know, whatever they're doing. I just feel like if you are a young person and you still want to be involved and get into the creative industry, I would say go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Just be aware that, unfortunately, the government doesn't necessarily support it as much as other industries. And it will be hard, but if it makes you happy, do what makes you happy, because there is no point sitting at home thinking woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to follow your heart. You can't be living in fear all the time. And right now is a very, like, I don't know, it's a very stressful time for everyone. So I would just say do it, but just know you might not have the support that once was there, as if there was much of yeah. anyway. But
don't worry, you know, listen, family. It wasn't really there in, yeah. in the past either. So you know, just really. join the club,
man. Yes, having a party.
It was like as I was saying before, furlough ended, and I kind of sat there and thought, oh my god, what am I gonna do? I was just in floods and floods of tears, just crying, like having a panic attack. And then I thought, actually, you know what? Just took a deep breath and was just like, what can I do? Like, okay, I'm looking for a job. And then there's this thing where you can do like online tutoring. And I used to be a TA. So I was like, okay, cool, yeah, I can do this. And then it's like English, maths and science. I'm like, okay, yeah. And then it's like, oh, what did you get? So I got a B, okay, that's fine.
Mm.
But because I got a C in maths and science and GCSEs, you have to either have A or B. And I was like, hold on, I'm 27 years old and you're telling
me
yeah I'm 27
you're not pure. I'm 27. I did not think that.
You're cute. Sorry, I'm dead. What are you trying to say about 27 year old? Come on.
No, but I really thought you were younger. You got such a like
everyone says I got ID'd to play the lottery the other day and I didn't have ID on me. Oh, and I was like,
no numbers.
I was happy and angry at the same time, because I was like, if my numbers come up, I'm coming in here. And you are hearing it.
Yes. Every time. That's very true. The thing is, with the creative industry, there is a definite creative versus academic that always has been. But I try to look at it from not a versus point. It's just you have that brain. I don't have that brain. People think differently. And with the pandemic, if I'm honest, I've wanted to try and become a bit more academic and have a bit more of that brain, because my industry and all of our industries have been taken away from us. So it does make you think, how am I meant to support my mum? How am I meant to support my family, my future family? And especially having such I guess like a you do academics and I do me, like that's not actually helping anyone.
I mean my part-time job, I used to dance. Well, I used to. Do you know what I mean? The way that I'm even phrasing
it. We have to say, I used to do this. So, I used to do that. It's crazy.
And I danced for the heat wave. I came back from doing a festival tour. I literally did Glastonbury. And not to be able to do it this year, or not to do any of the tours, or knowing that that kind of income for me is completely gone, it's kind of like, what? Is this a wit? So yeah, I've definitely had to rethink and rejig my brain. But to say that there isn't academia within these subjects is just total lies. It takes some tenacity, it takes drive.
Studying drama, you have to have like really good English literature and language.
These days, it's changed. You know what I mean? I remember when I had my contrast from GCSEs to A-levels, my A-level in drama was shocking comparison to GCSE.
Because
a new level.
The had to write.
But then even with you, like you coming up with this over, I mean, we've been in talks about this podcast for a long time, and kind of the collective of Girls in Road, but to you to have this kind of vision, it takes some knowledge to really go out and like achieve these things in our industry. But I just wanted to say, I think what you're doing with Girls on Road is such a great thing.
I mean, we got to make our own voice, especially when 100%. The government are like robbing us, basically.
Do you feel like the whole statement of a strong independent black woman, like, do you feel that statement hangs over a lot of us? Because I know certainly that like, I definitely want to achieve, you know, independent. I mean, I haven't got it already, but do you know what I mean? I do want to be a strong independent black woman, but there's something about that makes it so. Even the whole black excellence,
yeah,
we always want to be above and beyond, and so in doing so, sometimes us as black people don't ask?
Yes.
I do not ask.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I do not ask. Why do I not ask?
I think it's because we're so used to being told no at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. I was just going to say, like, I feel like the job industry, especially for black women, is different. We have to be certain roles. Like, for example, the music industry, I don't know how you feel about that in terms of, like, labels, record labels, who's in charge.
Oh, listen, I've never really thought about this until someone... I'm not going to say their name, but he owns a really big record label. And it just so happens that him and I were in talks because he wanted to sign one of my songs. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to sign it or not. Mm. And I just felt like the song's already been released. It's my debut single. But he wanted to sign it and re-release it under his label. So I was like, okay, long story short, we then started to go into some like long conversation, and then he was saying, oh, you know, people like you and me, it's really hard to make it like this, to get as far and whatever. And then I was like, okay, where's he going at? And he's like, you have to either look like Beyonce or Rihanna, or you have to, and then listen, and then he said, he started saying, you have to, have light skin. I actually am welling up again because no one's ever, I sat there and I was listening and I looked like shit. I was covered in dust because I was also doing like vinyl archiving there. And I said to him, I know I look like shit right now, but I'm not ugly. Like I'm a beautiful black woman. Yeah. And he's like, yes, you are. He's like, you look better than Beyonce. Like you know. But unfortunately, in this world, you have to have lighter skin.
Why?
And then I was like, I've never ever felt like that. I know it happens, but I've never felt like I have to have that. That thought, I know other people have felt like that, but me personally, I've never felt like that. And I actually wanted to just sit and cry in front of him, but I had to just nod and go, yeah. I said, so do you think I'm not going to make it? And he's like, no, you're on the right track.
The hate is real. It's so refreshing to see people like Ray Black, Bree the Runway, Shebu, like actually
Shebu's so sick.
Do you know what I mean? Having the time now to actually be center and front stage. Respect that, because black women, we come in all different shades. In my family, we're all mixed race and we have totally different shades of skin. Yeah. And it's unfortunate that people higher up seem to think that this is what sells. No, hello, are you not understanding that everything sells? If talent is at the forefront, it sells.
Yeah, but you say this, right? And I'm now thinking... Well, whilst he was talking, I was thinking, okay, let's think of UK music. Right, cool. At the moment now, UK females who are not rappers, singers. Who? I can't tell you. I don't know.
No, so
we used to have girl groups like Mystique.
Yes.
Yes.
That was it. That's all we had.
I did love Mystique. Yeah, no, you're right.
Mystique. And then now we've got Lil Mix. They're all mixed race. The ones that are black in there. Who else? I cannot think of anyone that's my shade.
Who are pushing these? That's why.
We have to ask those questions.
Who are behind the scenes pushing this narrative forward? Because it seems to be in the acting industry as well, white middle class is always pushed and always pushed. I mean, they said, a whole black movie wouldn't sell. And look how great Black Panther did. Mm-hmm. It shows you the demand is there. It's just the people behind the scenes don't realise, like, they don't touch base level with the streets or know what.
Nothing. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I mean, it's 2020. Come on, like... I don't want to see the same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear the same thing. I want something different. I want something new, please.
Yeah.
But also, who gave you the right to be able to call the shots when you have zero experience whatsoever? Okay. Like the documentary about how Shaggy It Wasn't Me was made. And everyone high up was saying, oh no, this isn't going to sell, because he was trying to incorporate dancehall into his music. Oh no, it doesn't sell. This isn't going to sell. We don't want this song. No. And next thing you know, someone in Hawaii had to pirate the song to put it on his radio station, and it blew up, and it was literally like, F you, look. Yeah. Look at all the people that don't understand what Shaggy's saying. They're still singing along because they're going, alaba, 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 killer. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to know. We're all singing reggaeton. Do you think I can speak Spanish? No.
I love that.
So don't tell me that, A, they just want to disregard the whole, you know, black culture, dancehall, reggae, you know, such good songs out there, even like with dancehall pop at the moment. Yeah. And they're never going to get the come up. They get like artists like Shensia. She's doing all this stuff in America, doing this, whatever, signed to this label, whatever. No one in the UK knows anything about her, nothing. But she's a dancehall female artist, but she's also, you know.
The thing is, what infuriates me is that to get anywhere in the creative industry, it takes time. Yeah. It takes a long time. Mm-hmm. So when you have people who have the means to help you, you know, fast forward that process, people like...
You then shut down.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And people don't realise how long it takes you. So how long were you in training?
For 4 years. If not, possibly longer. Do you know what I mean? It really is a marathon and not a sprint. And we have to understand that, unfortunately, in the creative industry, nepotism is rife. It works for some. Obviously, you're going to use it to your benefit if you know someone, whatnot. But it's also, I would say, again, advice for anybody who's a young person wanting to get into the creative industry, make your own network of people that you can rely on. Do you know what I mean? Because it really is a thing that my brother's girlfriend is the manager of XYZ, and that's how I've got here, and you know, and so really and truly, if you don't have that network, like me growing up, I didn't know anyone who went to RADA or got into, but I went to theater, you know, and then I met people like Ronke, and I met people, you know, and just trying to, you know, insert myself, but really try to make your own network and group of people if you're not around it, if you don't have parents who aren't around, you know, because it seems like such a distant thing and such a faraway thing, but really if you just don't really give a fuck and you just go for it, you will start to create the contacts that you need.
Yeah. Like Marissa's saying, like, if you want it enough, you will make it.
We'll make it
happen. If it's that, you have to go into the right creative field for you, and it's quite hard to know what that is because they all kind of lead into each other.
And you have to not give a shit what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
You need to stop seeking validation from others. Like,
oh, 100%.
Oh, 100%. I cannot. How many times I used to be like, oh, this person thinks this about me, that person. I don't care anymore. I don't care what you think of me. I'm doing me, and that's it. Period. Point.
And do you feel like London is the place to be in terms of like creative careers?
I don't know anymore.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
I was talking to someone in Vancouver who just kind of contacted me because he'd seen my music and whatnot. And it turns out that he like does a lot of music and stuff and songwriting and whatnot. So now we're writing a song together, which is really cool. And he was like, oh, you know, it must be really cool living in London because, you know, there's so many opportunities and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't know, actually, because everyone is doing their own thing. And I found a lot of time everyone's too busy to help you as well, and the people that do help you are the ones that like they have a different kind of, like, if someone came to me for something, I'd be like,
of course, motive.
But then it's very hard to find other people that would do the same. Everyone's too busy to help everyone else.
Well, this is the thing. We need to not be busy. This is a pandemic. This is a hard, like, hard time. We're in a place of hardship, us creatives. Yeah. So it's now more than ever that we need to help each other out, and we need to be there just doing what we can. What is our expertise? Like, if we can't do something, don't say it. You know what I mean?
Don't say it.
As simple as that. And just try and help everyone out, and also just... for the government and for Boris.
Something to help you, right? On a piece of paper or something, just write down what it is that you need. So you're an artist, you're going to need like a videographer in your life, you're going to need a producer, you're going to need someone that does graphic design, or you're going to need whatever. And just write, put yourself in the middle and like build your network around. And then write people's names who you know, even if they don't know you, just write their name in the section, like, oh, my friend does videographer, but I haven't asked him to do anything yet, or her, but I'm going to write her name down because one day she'll make a video for me and stuff like that. And then how well do you know them? And then you build your team, and it kind of like, it's kind of like a, like an energy thing, like putting it out in the universe and like building your team there, so you can see it physically. And then even if you like research someone and you're like, okay, this person does this, okay, cool, I'll write them down, and then next week I might just drop them a message, and then out, 1 out of 10, how well do I know them? One. And then, you know, then we start talking. Then next 2 weeks we go for a coffee. I know them 3 out of 10 now. And then so that build a relationship. And then now I've done something for this person. And then so and so. And then next thing you know, they're creating my logo or something like that. I'm a big advocate for writing things down and making them happen.
Coming to fruition, yeah. Yeah, 100%. That's a massive nugget of knowledge. So now finishing the show with Street Smart, which eliminates black excellence in the shape of businesses and artistry. So who's shining for you? Big them up, Kemi.
Okay, so this is actually my hairstylist who I get my braids done by, and it's hair by Mar Sibs and Ketia, and they are just so great when it comes to braids. Their Instagram is hbms.k, and they're based in Enfield, and I'm talking about like knotless braids for £55, not this £130. That's what I loved it. Started actually doing it at uni for people, and then realized, okay, I'm actually really good at this. Actually, my business is booming.
Nice.
And and she's just amazing, and quality braids for a very reasonable price,
especially during this time.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and they are banging because they look so good.
Knotless braids, £130 is what they charge me. I tell her, get out of here, man. Get out of here. £130. What? Are they laced with gold? What? £130 for some... Yeah, she's just so great. She has her own studio now in Enfield. But she also goes to door, you know. But she's honestly just amazing. She did this wig for me.
Love it. Big girl.
But yes.
Where is she based? Katia,
Enfield. Love you, Ketia. Thank you for always doing my hair and making me look cute.
So happy she has the space as well, because we need some physical spaces in terms of business and artistry, 100%. And in terms of hairdressers, we're always in a shop. We need a space. We deserve
goodness.
Studios.
Yes.
As a collective, we are more than a podcast. We also have a music show mixed by our very own DJs, providing the soundtrack to your weekend. And once the world resets and all is safe and well, we'll be hosting events so you can bop to our mixes,
learn from the conversation,
join the party.
Yay! Thank you so much for coming on our show, Marissa. We want to get your at.
Thank
so
you.
You can follow us, of course, on Insta and Twitter. It's Girls on Rose, but like gals. And on our personal accounts, shout your personal accounts.
Yeah, so just follow me at Marissa Music Official. So my latest single is Move Your Body Girl, and it's available on all platforms, so take a listen.
Jeez. And Kemi's at
it's Kemi, so itskemi on Instagram. I'm on private, but I'm working on it.
I'm on private too, best believe.
Oh, okay.
I'm not, guys. Follow.
There you go. Yeah, we need to stop that. And Aisha Charles, to spell AYESHA, and then Charles like the Prince. Okay, so you just listened to an episode of Girls on Road where we shared our thoughts, we unpicked the government's constructs, and most importantly, elevated black excellence. We out.